October 7, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God, My Anchor for the Soul. Opening prayer. Gracious God, as I meditate on your word today, open my heart to what you teach me. Prepare me to apply it to my walk with you, eager to share the faith you give me with others. Read Acts chapter 27, verses 27 through 44. The Shipwreck. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight the sailors sensed they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved." So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it drift away. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. "For the last 14 days," he said, "you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head." After he had said this, he took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. When they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. When daylight came, they did not recognize the land, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach, where they decided to run the ship aground if they could. Cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea and at the same time united the ropes that held the rudders. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach. But the ship struck a sandbar and ran aground. The bow stuck fast and would not move, and the stern was broken to pieces by the pounding of the surf. The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping, but the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and get to land. The rest were to get there on planks or on other pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached land safely. Reflect. We who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Crises often force people to look for spiritual guidance from the divine. Even people who do not have faith sometimes seek prayer and comfort from believers. Perhaps it is an anxious student during exam time or neighbors during a flood. Many churches noticed an upturn in engagement with online church services during COVID as people looked for comfort in uncertain times. Paul has now become the spiritual father for an anxious group of people. When the sailors give in to fear and try to escape, Paul firmly tells the centurion how to command the crew for their safety. Paul reflects the shepherd heart of God that we read of in Psalm chapter 23, leading the crew to a place of safety from fear and away from reckless choices. Paul's faith in God's sovereign will brings comfort and reassurance to everyone. The scene where he breaks bread and gives God thanks is wonderful. Luke tells us that there were 276 people on board, most of whom would have had little knowledge and experience of Jesus. Yet here they are, depending on Paul's faith in Jesus for their comfort and encouragement. I wonder how many left the boat in Malta transformed by faith into followers of Christ. Apply. Are there people you know who are going through crisis and needing spiritual guidance? Closing prayer. Father, I ask that you give me a pastoral heart for those suffering around me and for words of comfort that lead them to Christ.